ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the gregarious Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Rhea. And gregarious sounds a very posh word, so I'm going to take that, and I'll be quite chuffed with it. Thank you very much.
And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s.
Perfect. Top job. Well done.
I know. See, that's why I got the job.
I had
to create the job because nobody else would hire me, but let's not tell anybody that. So what's going on in travel this week, Lee? Let's start off with Australia.
Yeah, not good news, unfortunately, on the Australian front, as it never normally is, to be honest, is it? But they've temporarily halved the number of international passengers allowed to enter the country each week. This is in a move designed to ease pressure on its hotel quarantine facilities. The new restrictions will take effect from July the 14th and they run through until August the 31st. And this will see the international arrival cap fall from around 6,000 passengers, which it currently is at the moment, just down to 3,000 from that date of July the 14th. Now, the temporary cap will be split as follows. New South Wales will see 215 arrivals per day, Victoria 500 arrivals per week, Queensland 500 arrivals per week, Western Australia, 265 a week. South Australia, also 265 a week. The Australian government has said that a reduction was being implemented due to manage the pressure on quarantine facilities due to the increased risks posed by the Delta strain of the virus. Now, international arrivals, as we know, must currently quarantine at designated facilities for 14 days, although the government is planning to trial home quarantine exemptions for fully vaccinated returning travellers very soon. So keep your eyes out. We'll tell you about that as soon as it goes into place. It's not quite there just yet, unfortunately. Again, as we have said, though, before, any crew looking to return to Australia, please try and book as far in advance as possible. This will give yourself a fighting chance to get back home and at a reasonable price.
That's crazy, because, I mean, especially with crew, you just never know. I mean, your vessel could be sold and all of a sudden you're out of a job in a week, or you know, you may have family that gets sick and you have to be home in a couple of days. I mean, when we're talking about crew, it's not something that you can plan, you know, 4 months or 3 months or even 2 weeks in advance sometimes. So this is definitely going to be an issue. And Australia has a great number of crew members out there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a nightmare. I mean, we've had some this week who, for whatever reason, have had last minute requests to get home. And even if we can get a seat, the prices are crazy. I mean, some of the prices that we've been seeing are like $10,000 plus. That's the kind of money they've been looking at. I mean, we work around the clock. You know, our guys are doing a great job at trying to get this as we can. So we do work around the clock to see what we can get and get them at the cheapest possible price. But like you say, it's almost impossible. Even just on a regular crew change, things change at the last minute. So it's not that easy. But what we would try and suggest to people is if you can get a flight just from a major hub like Singapore or Doha or LA, if you're that way, getting yourselves into Australia, at least you've got that held, and then we can build around that. So say if the yacht moves at the last minute or whatever, we can then try to find a flight that will connect onto that one flight that you've already got held. That's probably going to be your best way to play if you're trying to book so far in advance.
Jeez, insane. Good news for the UK, though.
Yeah, there is good news this week. Yeah, travellers looking to holiday in the UK during the mid-season will no longer have to self-isolate on arrival into England. That's if they're coming from an amber list country, and that's from July the 19th. They will still be required to take a pre-departure test 3 days before they travel and a PCR test on day two of their arrival, but no longer have to take the test on day eight. There's no changes to requirements applying to arrivals from red list countries. Even if you are fully vaccinated, unfortunately, you would still have to do the quarantine. Please be aware that amber listed countries could be upgraded to red with noticeably short notice. We've seen this with the UK. They're not good, changing from one alert colour to another. It can be done at the drop of a hat and will be with certain places as well. So just make sure that you keep up to date by checking the UK government website.
Great. And the Swiss vaccine passport, there's news on that front.
There is indeed, yeah. So we've talked the last couple of weeks with regards to the EU travel passport. Well, so good news for Swiss crew this week is that the European Commission has decided to recognise Switzerland's EU digital COVID-19 vaccination passport. This is their own version, basically, of the EU green passport that we've talked about. In a press release issued by the European Commission, it explained that the COVID-19 certificates issued by the Swiss government will be considered equivalent to the European digital COVID-19 vaccination passport. Again, like I said, we've talked about this the last couple of weeks. Now, holders of the Swiss certificates, including Swiss nationals, not Swiss nationals, EU citizens and third country nationals who are considered legal nationals of Switzerland are eligible to travel within the EU with the same rules being applied to their digital COVID-19 passport. In addition, the Swiss authorities have agreed to accept the EU digital COVID-19 certificate, offering EU citizens a free and safe travelling experience to Switzerland.
So what's happening in Germany?
Yeah, so Germany is lifting a COVID-related travel ban on people from the UK and four other variant-hit countries. And we spoke about this last week with regards to them opening up to certain countries. They're now extended out as well, which is great news. The restrictions, which also apply to people from Portugal, Russia, India and Nepal, were all relaxed from last Wednesday. Visitors who are fully vaccinated will also not be required to quarantine. For non-vaccinated people, they will, however, still be required to quarantine for up to 10 days, with the option to end their quarantine early with a negative test on the fifth day. The five countries have until now been classified as virus variant areas because of the spread of the Delta and Delta Plus variants. Although German citizens and residents were exempt from the travel ban, they were required to quarantine 14 days after visiting any of the five virus variant countries.
Right. Well, and it's interesting because that Delta variant was, you know, it was sort of confined to just a couple of countries. And now we're starting to see those cases popping up all over the world.
Yeah. It's nigh on impossible, isn't it, to keep it out? I mean, that's the real issue. I mean, I say that from New Zealand. I mean, we're quite lucky that, you know, and it does seem surreal that they have done a good job keeping it out. I think they have been very strict, let's be honest. But I also think there's been a sense of luck as well with certain cases that have been sort of flagged and haven't, however, got community transmission. How it's happened, we don't know, to be honest with you. But, you know, unless you do a full lockdown, it's nigh on impossible, like we say, to keep it out.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even if you do a full lockdown, people always find a way to get into the country anyways. I mean, you know, if you're surrounded by land, or water. I mean, yeah. If you want to get into somewhere, you're going to get into somewhere one way or the other. And usually that's part of the way that these strains come in. But New Zealand seems to be. I mean, it's forgotten on most maps. So
it's like we don't exist anymore.
I mean, the best way to be. You're hiding in plain sight, right?
Exactly right.
Finnair. There's news out of Finnair.
Yeah, so Finnair have announced plans to add free long-haul services from Stockholm's airport this winter. The carrier will offer flights from Stockholm to Bangkok between October 2021 and April 2022. The service will initially operate five times a week, rising to daily from November the 28th. Between October and April 2022, Finnair will also operate flights from Stockholm Arlanda Airport to Miami. This will initially be a twice weekly service, rising to four flights per week from November the 29th. And finally, the carrier will offer flights between Stockholm and Phuket from October 2021 to April 2022. This service will initially operate once weekly, rising to twice weekly from November the 4th and three flights per week from November the 30th.
Right. And AirAsia, they're canceling some flights, aren't they?
They have, unfortunately, they've suspended flights for a month. So on Saturday, July the 3rd, AirAsia Indonesia announced that it would be suspending its operations for at least a month due to the worsening COVID-19 situation in the country. The airline has called its suspension a form of support for the Indonesian government's efforts in tackling the virus. Now, according to a statement issued by AirAsia Group, all scheduled flights on the airline's domestic Indonesian and international routes will temporarily stop from July the 6th to August the 6th. So that's that month window. Any crew members who are scheduled to fly during this period are urged to either contact their travel provider or the airline directly to see what options are available to them.
And the one great thing this week, your June photo winner. That's always something nice to see because the photos are absolutely amazing. And no matter how bad the news is every week, it's nice to see some pretty pictures.
It is. You know, we get so many great entries each month. So it's very difficult to pick, you know, just one winner. But apologies for the blade announcement because we were slightly late this month. So I do apologize. But June's winner in the Blue Marine Travel Photography Competition goes to Cherie Clovier. Cherie shared with us a wonderful photo of the Port of Nice with a myriad of differing size sailing vessels that were all moored up at the time. For Cherie's efforts, she has won a £50 donation to the charity of her choice, which is the Borneo Wildlife Preservation. Cherie also goes into the final in December, along with the other 11 monthly winners, to fight it out for the grand prize of a further £500 donation to the charity they are representing. Now, if anyone would like to see the wonderful work that Cherie's chosen charity undertakes, please head to www.borneowp.org. And for anyone who would like to see the wonderful photos from our monthly winners or would like to take part in Blue Marine Travel's photo competition, please head to our website, which is www.bluemarinetravel.com/photo competition. There you can find all the photos and any information needed to enter the competition.
Nice. Well, and of course, you're going to provide us those links.
I will indeed, Rhea. I promise you, heart and soul, I will deliver this week.
I always feel like it's my fault, right? I tell people that we're going to provide the links and then we don't because I don't even know what they are. And so I feel like, you know, I'm a bad host. And then I realize, no, really, it's just like,
It's just me. I do forget now. Not putting stereotypes in place or anything, but I'm a typical man. I do apologize.
It's all, you know what? We've been doing this over a year now and you've only forgotten once, but like a typical woman, I will remind you of that for the rest of your life.
Exactly right. Let's live up to the stereotypes, Rhea. Let's do it.
That's what I'm here for. Lee, once again, it's been an absolute pleasure for you. Thank you.
Always for me. It's the highlight to the end of my week. It's all I can say.
I know, right? It's because I always tell Lee the stories of what has happened to me during the week. And Lee quickly realizes that his life is pretty good.
That's true. That is true, everybody. That is very true.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen to Rhea. So that's pretty much it. I think I'm going to set up a helpline. If anybody's having a bad week, they just call me and I can guarantee you that whatever's happened to you pales like by a dozen in comparison to what has happened to me. And you'll go away feeling so much better. Right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So Lee, I thank you again. We will provide those links below this interview when it airs. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel brought to you by Blue Marine Travel. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week. Bye.